And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'll tell you what, I'm going to do something that I haven't done in a while on today's show, but I'm going to go back to doing something that I used to do in the old days of when I did radio. Want to know what it is? I'm going to give you a market update. Now, some of you that listen to the show, you're going, really, dude? What are you going back like a week or two? I mean, come on, Al. Yeah. You kind of got me. So for those of you that are new to this show, one of the things that I periodically do is I'm going to give you some information about what's going on in the general marketplace. Now, I may take that information and I may put a lens on it and I might go into a very specific market, but many times I don't. And here's the thing I need you to understand. When I'm talking about market information, especially general market information, I'm talking about information that could apply anywhere in the nation. Now, here's the takeaway. Real estate is local. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, real estate is local. So in other words, what might be happening in one part of the country isn't necessarily what's happening in another part of the country. Now, both of those parts of the country may have something that impacts them equally, but their geographical distance and the things that go on in those different areas impact those particular locations by location. Yeah, I just hurt your brain, didn't I? Okay, so what I want to do is I want to break down the conversation today into, well, a couple of different segments. I do. And it's a good thing there's four segments in this radio show because that allows me to do this. I'm going to talk about single family news items that I think could be of interest to you that could have an impact on what you're trying to do as a real estate investor. I'm also going to talk about multifamily news items that could do the same. Again, let me caution you that you need to do your own research. Yeah, just because I play an expert on the radio doesn't necessarily mean that the information I'm conveying to you is going to make an impact on what you're trying to accomplish. Yeah, I almost said a naughty word, but I chose not to because I didn't want Rick to tell me, Al, you're not supposed to use words like that on the radio. And I know better, so I didn't do it. All right, so let's get into these news items. These first couple of single-family news items, I think they set a tone for the general marketplace for single family. They do. And again, the marketplaces are local, so you have to do your own research. Don't take for granted anything that I say and try to apply it to your situation because it might not work. It may not work. All right, so let's get into these news items. Single family home sales slump. As a matter of fact, the slump itself persists. That's the headline. It's talking about single-family home sales that are down 10 to 15% from 2024. Interesting, isn't it? Single-family home sales are down 10 to 15% from 2024. Houses are sitting unsold for like 60 or 90 days in certain markets like Chicago and Sacramento with no broad recovery in sight. Let me hit you with the next one. Single-family inventory hits a three-year high. Yeah, the inventory, and the last news item was kind of indicating that this would be the next news item, but this news item flat out says that inventory rose to a three-and-a-half-month supply, the highest since 2022, with listings up 15 to 20% in places like Raleigh, North Carolina, and Denver, Colorado. Additionally, sellers are cutting prices by anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, but it's still not impacting sales the way you would expect it to impact sales. Are you getting nervous yet? Okay, well, I've got another one for you. You want to hear this one? New single-family construction faces delays. Yeah, new single-family construction faces delays. What does that mean? It means there's no new inventory coming on the market or stuff that was expected to come on the market is not coming on the market. So what does that mean? It means that people that are looking for new inventory that need to buy are going to have to settle for used inventory. But wait a minute. There's a lot of used inventory on the market, Al. There's a ton of used inventory out there. Yes, there is. And Al, single family home sales are down 10 to 15% from 2024. Yes. Yes, indeed. These are all true statements. These are all factual news reports that, from the best that I can tell, are actually factual. There is information that supports the hypotheses made in these news reports. So what's the big takeaway? What's the one thing that you need to pull out of this as a real estate investor? Here's the big takeaway. You ready for it? We're in a buyer's market. Yeah, a buyer's market. It means that this is an opportunity, provided you know what you're doing, to go out and find distressed assets that need to be sold. And you will be amazed at the number of potential properties that you can buy, that you can put into your portfolio today, which is way different than, say, 2022, when we were coming out of a seller's market. I'm going to switch gears on you because I really want to get into something called Expo. And this is something that is very important to me, because what Expo is an opportunity to take everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited and condense it into like 4 days. No, I'm serious. You take everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited and you condense it. Can you learn from something like that? That's the question I have for you. Can you learn from a venue, from an event that takes like years worth of information and then makes it all available to you in one location? For me, the answer is yes. I don't know what the answer is for you. You've got to make up your mind. But let me give you some more information, because that might sweeten the deal. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investing Expo is an educational event, and that's the key component. It's an educational event. It's also a networking event. I've got to point that out. It's educational. It's networking. Oh, yeah. And it's fun. It is fun. It's a blast. It lasts 4 days. And we're going to do it this year in Irving, Texas. Now, we're going to run from May 7th until the 10th. Now, some of you are like, wait a minute, Al. Hold on. May 7th through the 10th. That's coming up. That's not too far in the distant future. You are correct. That is not too far in the distant future. And right now is the time for you to start doing all the preparatory work. In other words, all the planning that you need to do to get there, to be a part of it. So what do you need to do? All right. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to get out your phone and I want you to text the word EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. Yeah, it's kind of a cool number, isn't it? 88007. Text EXPO to 88007. What that's going to do, it's going to give you a promo code that's going to take some money off of whatever package you decide you want to sign up for. Now, you can sign up directly from your phone. I mean, once you text EXPO to 88007, it's going to give you some instructions on how to get connected, how to sign up for the Expo event. Now, if by chance you don't want to text 88007 and you don't want to put that word Expo in there, but you still want to get the discount, I got some insider information for you. You ready for it? All right. It's a different way of getting signed up. You're going to use your you can use your phone or your tablet. You can use your computer in this case. And what I'm going to direct you to is lifestylesunlimited.com. Yeah, that's the website that all the members go to and all the people that want to be members go to. That's the website I'm directing you to. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, look at the very top of the page. It's going to say Expo up there. Click on it. Okay. And what it's going to do, it's going to give you all the information about the Expo event. As you scroll down through all the information that's available to you, it's going to give you an opportunity to get registered, to get your tickets. So go ahead and click on something that says get your tickets today. And when you do that, it's going to give you an opportunity to choose the package that you want, choose the package you want. And then when you go into the cart, in other words, when you go to pay for everything, I'm going to give you a different promo code. You ready for it? The different promo code is radio. Now, this works only if you're signing up, at least this is as far as I know. This only works when you're signing up for the expo from the website. Does that make sense? So it's a different promo code from the website. You use the promo code radio. That's going to take some of the money off what it costs to attend the event. And that's our way of saying thank you to you for being a part of what we've got planned. So what do we have planned? Well, we have an outstanding event planned for you. We do. Like I said earlier, it is filled with education. It is filled with networking. But it's not 4 days of sleep-inducing seminars. It's an immersive, interactive experience that reveals how rewarding and profitable real estate investing can be. And best of all, here's the thing about Lifestyles Unlimited members. We're all just normal people who've managed to make real estate investing our wealth-building vehicle. And we break down all the complicated investing topics into clear, easy-to-understand concepts so you can walk away with the knowledge you need to take charge of your life and your income. So regardless of whether you know nothing about real estate investing, or maybe you've already got a few homes in your portfolio, or maybe you're a seasoned investor, you should mark your calendar to come join us. Again, May 7th through the 10th. That's the expo event. It is going to be a wonderful time. Now, the neat thing about the venue is that if you live in just about any part of Texas, it's not too bad of a drive unless you're coming from, like, say, El Paso. Then you've got a pretty long drive. But here's the other neat thing about the venue. Dallas International Airport, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, it's right there. It's literally right there. It's like a short Uber drive from the airport to whatever hotel you want. Oh, and by the way, with regards to hotels, once you register for the expo event, you're going to get the information on all the hotel blocks that we have reserved, and you can check the hotels out and decide which hotel you want to stay at, and you can take one of those rooms from the hotel block and make it your own. Now, I will tell you that those hotel blocks, those block rooms that we reserve, they get consumed. They get used up, and eventually they're gone. So the reason I want you to get started now, planning your trip now, is that I know that there are still hotel rooms available for you. Now, after this radio show airs, that could be different. It could totally be different. I don't have any control over the hotel rooms, nor do I want any control over those hotel rooms. I've got my hotel room. I'm good to go. I've got my tickets for Expo. I'm good to go. I've got everything that I need already prepared for Expo, and here's why. I'm looking forward to Expo. I'm looking forward to the education. I'm looking forward to the networking. I'm looking forward to seeing all the people that I've met throughout the years. Now, you have to remember, I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2017. So I've been a member for 8 long years. And I will tell you, it's not really 8 long years. It's really 8 short years. And here's why it's 8 short years. Because I love everything that I do when it's associated with Lifestyles Unlimited. Whether it's a case study, whether it's the expo event, whether it's just educating myself with the massive library that's available to me, I love everything Lifestyles. When we come back from the break, we'll get into the multifamily news. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so today by bringing you some news items. Now, I do have to qualify these news items. First of all, they're general in nature. Now I will get specific in some instances. I will go I mean, I'll go from a very general across the nation approach, and I'll maybe, you know, hone in on a particular place like California or maybe New York. But here's the takeaway. I want you to understand what is going on in the general markets. And then once you have an understanding of what's going on in the general markets, you can sharpen your arsenal to start learning what's going on in the specific markets that you want to invest in. This is very important. You must understand the real estate markets that you're investing in. You have to understand what's going on economically in those markets, especially when it comes to the multifamily side of the house. So what is going on generally across the nation? Okay, there's actually been some big news in the multifamily side of the house. First of all, multifamily eviction moratoriums, they're expiring in some key states. They are. You didn't know that thing still existed. You don't even know what that is, do you? Okay, so the multifamily eviction moratorium was a moratorium that was put into place as a part of the CARES Act that basically said that we, regardless of what the rules were in whatever state we were operating in, we had to follow the federal rule. And it basically changed eviction standards across the nation. It did. In other words, we had to wait more time in many instances before we could go through the actual process of eviction. And in some places, they didn't even allow you to evict. They really didn't. So what am I getting at? Well, places like California and New York, they're actually allowing multifamily landlords to evict non-paying residents amid court backlogs. There are so many evictions that are filed in those states that have gone nowhere that the courts are finally saying, okay, fine, we'll let it be. Now compare that with Texas. We haven't been doing that in Texas for quite a long time. So there's other states in the union that are finally catching up with the majority of the states that aren't following the multifamily eviction moratoriums anymore. What else is going on? The U.S. multifamily rent projection is projected to rise in 2025. Rents are identified to rise anywhere from 3-5% with demand outpacing supply. Now get this. This is based off of an analysis that was done on 613,000 units in 2024. And what this analysis determined is that rents will potentially go up. Now, that doesn't mean that rents are going to go up 3-5% in every submarket across this nation. That's not how it works. There will be submarkets in this nation that actually have higher rent growth, but we'll also have submarkets that will not experience 3-5% rent growth. And there may even be some submarkets out there that suffer from declining rent growth. In other words, the rents go down. So how do you figure this out? Research. You do some research. You get into the numbers affecting the economy where you want to invest. Now, here's the other thing I need to caution you guys about. It just dawned on me. Some of you listening to my voice, you live in places like California and New York. Beautiful places, by the way. However, what you cannot do is you cannot take your understanding of how real estate operates where you live, and you cannot overlay it onto other parts of the country. Because I will tell you, the markets in San Francisco, California are completely different than the markets in Austin, Texas. Now, there are some similarities between the two. There are some definite similarities between the two, but there are some massive differences between the two also. You have to understand those differences. You have to also understand the similarities. What you really have to understand is the market. If you want to invest in the Austin marketplace, if all of your research is telling you Austin is the place you need to go, then you need to become a mini expert on real estate in the Austin market. Now, does that mean you've got to go to school and get a degree and that sort of stuff? No, but you've got to do a little bit of reading. You've got to connect with people that are investing in that marketplace. You've got to get insider information. And trust me, that insider information, it flows very freely within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I'm serious about that. You probably ought to consider joining Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, when you join Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the things you'll probably figure out is that Austin marketplace, as beautiful as it is, may not be the right marketplace for you to invest in. I know you like Austin. I know you like visiting Austin. I know you like all the music. I know you like the nightlife. I know you like the fact there's a river running right through downtown. It is a really neat place, and it's very weird, but it may not be the right place for you to invest, and there's a lot of reasons for it. All right, let me get back to the multifamily news. Freddie Mac boosts multifamily lending. Wait a minute, what is Freddie Mac? Is that like a rock band? No, that would be Fleetwood Mac. This is Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac is a quasi-government private entity that under the Trump administration may be going all private. So Freddie Mac is a stockholder-owned, government-sponsored enterprise chartered by Congress all the way back in 1970 to keep money flowing to mortgage lenders, which in turn supports homeownership and rental housing for middle-class Americans. So what do they do? Well, they purchase, they guarantee, and they securitize home loans, and it's a mainstay of the secondary mortgage market. So what all that mumbo-jumbo means is that they are really involved in the lending that occurs in the multifamily markets. A lot of the funds that are made available because of things that Freddie Mac does. Now, there's a sister organization called Fannie Mae that kind of does a similar thing, but they both run kind of independently of each other. So when you become a real estate investor, you're going to find that when you are trying to figure out what type of loan that you want, and you're looking for conforming financing, you're looking for financing that's going to conform to Fannie or Freddie, which means you're looking for loans that they would ultimately buy. So in order for them to ultimately buy your loan in the secondary mortgage market, you have to be conforming with their rules going into the original loan investment, which is then sold to Fannie or Freddie. Man, I think I just hurt my head. How's your head feeling? Because I tell you what, that's a lot of information you probably didn't know. But here's the thing. You're a better person for it. So I'm going to take you back to some of the single family stuff because there's some things that I want to address based on specific marketplaces. And these are specific marketplaces that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members, well, we tend to invest in. So there might be something to that. Right? So you might want to take note of that. All right. One of the places that we tend to invest in as Lifestyles Unlimited members is a place called Texas. Ever hear of it? The Lone Star State, at one time the largest state in the nation before Alaska showed up. Yeah, Texas. Now, here's what I want to share with you. In March of 2025, single family home sales in Texas metropolitan areas like Dallas and Houston are down 10 to 12% from 2024, with median prices near $375,000 and a 6.5% mortgage rate in the marketplace. Listings are sitting on the market for anywhere from 50 to 70 days on average, which is up from a 30-day cycle from earlier periods of time. Though smaller markets like San Antonio are showing some resilience. So what am I getting at? It kind of sounds like I'm doom and gloom about the Texas markets, right? Well, if you go back to what I was telling you earlier in the show, we're in a buyer's market. We are in a buyer's market across Texas. I don't know of any particular municipalities or townships that may be in a seller's market right now. It is all buyer's market from my standpoint. Now, if you're looking to sell real estate in these markets, is this a good time to sell? And the answer is no, it's not. Why is it not? Because it's a buyer's market, meaning everything in the marketplace tends to benefit the buyer's interest in the transaction, not the seller. And if you're the seller, this is not a good time for you to sell unless you need to sell. If you need to sell, then it's an okay time to sell. But if you don't need to sell, this is not the time to sell. You know, it's kind of funny. I'm going to go back a couple of years. I'm going to take us all the way back to the pandemic, when all of a sudden the real estate markets in Texas became seller's markets. And you know, the first thing I heard through the Lifestyles Unlimited community was this phrase: sell your dogs, sell your dogs. What does that mean, sell your dogs? It means, doesn't mean get rid of all the puppies in your house. No, what it meant was, if you have an underperforming asset and you've been limping along with that underperforming asset, that was the time to sell that asset, because all of a sudden things in the marketplace were benefiting you. Now is not the time to sell. So what time is it? It's the time to buy. It's the time to buy. Now, how does this marketplace in the single family world impact the marketplace in the multifamily world? I mean, are there the same set of conditions going on? Well, not so much. The multifamily space is a different marketplace than the single family space. There are different types of properties. They're valued differently. Owners have usually different motivations on why they own or why they would consider selling. They're kind of different. They both have to do with real estate, but they're kind of different. Let me just kind of give you an idea of what's going on in the multifamily marketplace. In the multifamily marketplace, what we're seeing is assets that are available for sale. That's a little bit different than what we saw, say, 6 months ago, where there was a scarcity of assets on the market. What does all this mean? It means that there are sellers in the marketplace, or I should say owners of property in the marketplace, that are considering selling. But one of the things that's occurring is that these owners of properties became accustomed to cap rates that were compressed. Now, I just hit you guys with a term, cap rates that were compressed, and some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, some of you don't. This goes back to my discussion of getting educated. You've got to get educated, because cap rates are how you determine valuation for multifamily properties. There's really just two elements that you need. You need to know the net operating income. You need to know the prevailing cap rate for the marketplace. And what has happened is that investors have seen compressed cap rates. And even though the cap rates have adjusted to market conditions, the investors are still wanting to see those compressed cap rates. In other words, the lower the cap rate, the higher the value of the property. So what happens is, let's say you have a property that's a C-class property. And C-class properties in normal metropolitan areas tend to trade for about a 7% cap rate, meaning that if you paid all cash for the asset, you would expect to receive about a 7% rate of return on the asset. Okay, so essentially it's a measure of valuation, and then you can compare properties to other properties based on that valuation metric. Okay, so that 7% cap rate property in a compressed cap rate cycle like we went through several years ago, what that means is all of a sudden that 7% cap rate property, people are willing to pay a 6% cap rate for that very same asset. Meaning the value of that property just went up, and people are willing to pay more for that asset in the marketplace. Well, a lot of these investors, owners of properties, you know, they got used to that number. They'd like that compressed cap rate. And now that cap rates have decompressed, in other words, they have moved back to where they normally sit, what these investors or owners of properties are looking at is they're looking at a devaluation of their property. And that doesn't sit well for them, because for some of them, this could be hundreds of thousands of dollars of perceived value that they have in the asset that is eroded away because the market has changed. So what are we seeing in the marketplace? Well, what we're seeing is a lot of properties come onto the marketplace that these owners of properties are making available, but they're still asking the compressed cap rates for their properties. And here's the thing, only a fool would buy those properties. So we're seeing properties come on the market. Now, some properties are coming on the market and they're priced appropriate for the economic conditions, and those properties are transacting. But those properties that are coming on the market, that are being marketed at a compressed cap rate, we know there's a different cap rate. They're sitting. They're not going anywhere. The sellers are trying to hold firm on a price that we as the buyers can't ever get to unless we're willing to give up all of the profits on the asset to the seller and then do all the work. And that's not why I'm in business. I'm in business to make money for myself. I don't have a problem with a seller making money on the sale of a property, but at the end of the day, if that property doesn't underwrite correctly for me, it's not going to make money for me. It's not going to make money for my investors. It's just not going to work. So I'm going to pass on it. As a matter of fact, there was one that I was looking at over the weekend that I thought, wow, this is, I finally found the right property. And then when I adjusted all of my numbers based off of the actual prevailing cap rate for the location where that property was located, guess what I found out? Once again, I found a seller that was overpriced. And when I talked to the broker and I said, look, I'm really trying to get to this guy's number, but at the end of the day, I can't. This is the best I can do. What I'm finding out is that I am just one in a series of other investors that have gotten to that same result, but the seller isn't willing to budge. So the seller has got one of two opportunities available to them. Either A, they find that greater fool that shows up and pays them what they're asking for the property, in which case they just bought a whole bunch of problems that they probably didn't know that they bought, or B, seller's just not going to sell. They just will not be able to transact because nobody's going to come forth and give them the money that they're looking for. At the end of the day, what I want you to do is I want you to educate yourself. I want you to understand the markets that you're interested in investing in. And more so, I want you to understand the methodology to be a real estate investor. The best way for you to learn all of this stuff is simply to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, you've got a couple of options. You can either sign up for the expo, which will take care of everything for you, or you can sign up for our free workshop. You can check out that free workshop. It's going to give you information on what we do as real estate investors. And more so, it's going to get you the opportunity to get going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.